The Vilmos camps constituted the Auschwitz camp complex, Auschwitz I, Auschwitz II, Buchenwald, and Auschwitz III, Monowitz.
The SS selected 21 men and 12 women for work, and killed the remaining members of the transport and gas chambers. Auschwitz was the largest camp established by the Germans. It was a complex of camps, including a concentration, extermination, and forced labor camp.
More than 1 million people lost their lives at Auschwitz. 9 out of the 10 of them are Jewish.
In 1944, with the help of the camp underground, Misha Verba and Wetzler planned their escape after they heard that a new shipment of Jews were coming. The two men hid in a wood pile just outside the camp's barbed wire inner perimeter. They knew the guards generally searched for missing prisoners for 3 days before giving up. They knew this would be a life or death situation.
This is Kaden Klein and Ohan Boyapdi from Never Forgetting Real Stories from the Holocaust, telling you a real-life case of someone escaped from Auschwitz. On May 27, 1944, two prisoners escaped Auschwitz. They said that despite the warnings in the Volba Alfred Wetzler report, tens of thousands of Hungarian Jews had begun arriving at Auschwitz in mid-May and were put to death.
Misha Verba was born in Topolokany, Czechoslovakia. He was working as a laborer in March 1942 when he was taken into custody for being Jewish. 2 months later, Misha Verba, then 18, was deported and, after an initial stop in another concentration camp, reached Auschwitz on June 30th. From the Jews deported to Auschwitz, approximately 320,000 of them were sent directly to the gas chambers in Auschwitz-Birkenau. Misha Verba was not one. He and 110,000 others were forced into labor in Auschwitz camp complex.
Auschwitz inmates were employed on huge farms, including the experimental agricultural station at Radzkow. They were also forced to work in coal mines, in stone quarries, in fisheries, and especially in armament industries such as the SS-owned German equipment works established in 1941.
Each barrack held about 36 wooden bunk beds, and inmates were squeezed in 5 or 6 across on the wooden plank. As many as 500 inmates lodged in a single barrack. Inmates were always hungry. Food consisted of watery soup made with rotten vegetables and meat, a few ounces of bread, and a bit of margarine tea, or a bitter drink resembling coffee. Diarrhea was common. People weakened by dehydration and hunger fell easy victim to contagious diseases that spread through the camp. Electrically charged barbed wire fences surrounded both the concentration camp and the killing center. Guards equipped with machine guns and automatic rifles stood in many watchtowers.
Periodically, prisoners underwent selection. If the SS judged them too weak or too sick to continue walking, they were transported to Auschwitz-Birkenau and killed. SS guards shot anyone who was sick or could not walk.
the more people they killed, they then imported more Jews to Auschwitz.
In April 1944, Misha Verba heard that a new shipment of Jews were coming. He knew it was their chance to escape. So when the new shipment came in, they hid with the help of the camp underground. Misha Verba and Wetzler planned their escape. The two men hid in a wooden pile just outside the camp's barbed wire inner perimeter. They knew the guards looked for prisoners who went missing for 2 to 3 days, and they were patrolling at all times.
They waited in the wood pile. 1 day passes, 2 day pass. Finally, the third day arrived, and they were ready for the right time to leave. They waited until nighttime to go out and escape. They left on the night when they knew when it was safe. Mr. Volba and Wetzler got out and ran into the countryside away from Auschwitz. For 8 days straight, they used Mr. Volba's photographic memory of a children's atlas as a guide. After the 8th day, they made it to the border of Slovakia. Members of the underground helped them get back to their normal life.